Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. We were not kidding you on Wednesday when we said Jerome Epinette would be here. He is here in the virtual studio. So Jerome is a senior perfumer with Roberté Fragrances. He's the perfumer behind so many scents we've talked about over the years here on Fat Mascara, like Chloe Sevigny's Little Flower, Byredo Balzafrique. Oh, and the Atelier colognes that Jess and I love, love, love. They're no longer available in the U.S., but he's a perfumer for many of those. He also does hugely popular scents. He's really in demand right now. If you smelled Sol de Janeiro's famous bum bum cream, I mean, how could you not? That is one of his creations. So he's here with Jess and I to talk about fragrance, why he thinks his work is so in demand right now, his favorite scents, and we're going to ask him. You knew we were going to ask him. Help us love marine scents. You know we have an issue with that type of fragrance, so he's going to explain it to us. I cannot think of a better interview to have as one of our, well, our last interview of the year. So let's get into it. All right, Jerome, thank you for coming on Fat Mascara.
Hi, Jessica, of course, anytime.
This is like it's a big deal. It's a big deal. I have to ask you, what fragrance are you wearing right now?
My own fragrance that nobody will ever have.
Wow.
Sorry.
You created it for yourself? You really drew a line there.
Yes. Sorry about that. Nothing to share.
Do we get to know a note, an accord?
Oh, yeah.
A molecule?
Molecules, notes, anything. It's a very citrusy floral fragrance. Very light, almost like neroli type, bergamot, lemon, neroli. Musky, very like second skin, nothing offensive, like very cocooning, easy. But I think that's my signature scent. And they know when I'm here, they recognize this scent is discreet, but very memorable.
So it has a trail, like it's big, but cocooning.
It's not big. It's diffusive. It's not big, like in terms of power and but you will smell it. You will smell it when I'm around. But it's not like a big sheep or like a patchouli, you know, in your face. It's like quiet, but it's there.
Quiet, but it's there. Wait, I have a question. Let's put an end to this. How do you say the word sillage? Is it sillage or sillage?
Sillage.
How long have you been wearing your custom fragrance?
I would say over 10 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, but it's part of me. It's part of the routine. Every time after shower, I just spray it. And before going out, I spray it as well on my clothes. And probably over 10 years. Yeah. It's my signature. It's part of me.
Well, I love hearing you talk about fragrance. Clearly very passionate about it. This is your thing. Why did you become a perfumer and not you know, you're very artistic, not like a painter or a musician, or you've been very public that you're into wine. Like, where, how come your your aesthetic kind of vibes have gone into fragrance versus any of these other pursuits?
When I'm interested in something, I go for it. And I think music, I love music, every single type of music, from classical to reggae, rap, everything. I can listen to everything, but I'm not interested in learning about it. It just, for me, was not a question. Art, I'm always, yeah, very intrigued. Going to museum, share and listen to people's knowledge about specific art, traveling in countries and all that, just the differences, all that, that always interests me. It's true that becoming a sommelier was very interesting to me. Yes, I do love wine, but I do love kind of idea of picking the right grape, the history, the artisanal part of winemaker, you know, just mm-hmm. the process and all that. I was always interested in today. The age period, I mean, you have to age the wine and et cetera. All the efforts behind, I was very intrigued by that. And I think I was kind of started to go in that direction, but my DNA, my history, my past is perfume, because my mom had perfume stores in Burgundy, in France. That's somehow where I grew up, in the store. After every day of school, I was meeting her. I had to go back to the store because she was working until 7 p.m., something like that. So after school, no other option for me, just to go to the store and stay with her and do my homeworks, run in the store. So I've been doing that for years. So yeah, that's where I grew up.
Wait, before we move on our next question, I've got a soft pitch for you. Tell me if this is crazy. a dream thing. A store that's one side is wine, one side is perfume. Half fragrance, half wine. What do you think? You want to invest? I'm kidding. It's just a soft pitch. It's my idea for boutique. No, you don't have to be an investor.
No. But I'm always, I'm really into new business development, always trying to find the creative idea. So, yeah, I mean, in maybe 10 minutes, I will say that's stupid. Oh, that's
okay. Interesting. I'll check back with you at the end of the interview.
Exactly. Let me think about it. I'm more like a thinker, and I need like 24 hours reflection.
You have time. That's fine. As you were talking, it made me think of this idea I've always had, because clearly fragrance is in your blood and shopkeeping and wine. So
exactly.
Yeah. I love the image of you doing your homework as the sun is setting and your mom is in the store. It's really
spritzing
sweet.
And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that she had no problem for me to do homeworks. When I was playing soccer in the store, she was not very happy about it.
Around the expensive bottles? No.
Since I couldn't go outside, that for me was like, yeah. After school, you're a little excited, and yes, you have too much energy. So,
did she think that you were going to be in the fragrance industry?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. And to be honest, I was not thinking about it neither, because to me, when I look back, is my mom in the perfume store was, I'm scarred with after work. And she was talking nonstop about, I sold this perfume and I did tell that customer and I did. They order this fragrance and we make that amount of money. So it was all about sales somehow. So all the dinners to me were about how much she made. So I was not interested into that. So I was like, oof, that perfumery is boring somehow. If it's that. And then I think what made me change my mind is when I started to, when I'm saying soccer and all that, I was not 15, I was like 10. But then at the age of like 15, 16, I started to help her during like holidays and all that, because she asked me to help her. And I think that's when it started to click and to see how passionate she was about talking perfume in front of clients. I mean, yes, she wanted clearly to sell the perfumes, but it was done in a way that very based on emotion, memories and all that. And I think all those little elements, all those moments build my curiosity for fragrances. And of course, beside marketing, top Minan dry that you could see on the label or something like that. And at that time, we didn't talk much about ingredients. But I was I became like curious about what's in the bottle. And then few discussion after with my mom, she said, but I think you should look at perfumery. And I said, yeah, why not? And that's how I found a perfume school in Graz. And that's where it started, my journey of becoming a perfumer.
Well, now you are, I don't want to embarrass you, but like you're like the it perfumer. And everyone who wants to work with you, it feels like if I say your name, we talk about you on the show. It's like, okay, brands want to work with you because they're getting something. There's like a Jerome factor. Are they getting something from you that's actually some kind of scent that's like, oh, you can smell it. And it's like, oh, this is such a Jerome fragrance. Or is it something in the process that you're giving them that's like, oh, working with Jerome is like, you're getting this vibe or the experience of working with you?
So I'm not embarrassed at all. I think no, to be honest, I think they are getting, I don't know, maybe it's going to sound like a little much, but I think they are getting the full package. Yes, true, each perfumer has his own signature, meaning that he's going to use not all the time the same ingredients, but I do love the same ingredients over and over. Ambroxan, papyrus, gourmand note, ethyl maltol, all those notes, I love it. So I tend to use it all the time in every fragrances. So that becomes my signature. So I'm being recognized for that. So that's one part of the answer, that yes, they recognize the Jerome signature. But I think, again, to go back to my mom and emotion and the partnership with the consumer somehow, you know, that's very communication. And that's, to me, is very, very important, because create a perfume is one thing, but I always put myself in the consumer head. So selling to a client, it's important. We want to win the project. We want to sell to the client. But to me, and I think I learned that from my mom's and my experience, is one, the product is on the shelf. So you are facing the consumer. And I'm always trying to put the consumer first, somehow before the client. I want to please the client, of course. So my point is, I'm going to help the client to really define where they want to go, what they should do, instead of me saying, yeah, sure, you want to do floral? Yeah, we can do floral. Yep, there you go. I'm always trying to somehow challenge the client. Are you sure you want to do floral? Because I think for your brand, maybe this could be better. And I think that's the second part of the answer. So you have the signature, but you have also the close collaboration, the partnership that they don't probably see.
So you push your clients. You're pushing them.
I do, because I do have conviction. I do have conviction, and I believe in them. And I can be wrong sometimes, of course. But yeah, I do have conviction. I do believe in what I do and what I can offer. And
like a producer.
Yes, like a producer.
And a psychotherapist, probably, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
It's good that sometimes we spend some time and I'm listening more to their problem than talking about perfumes. So, yes.
I love that. It looks like you're in your studio today or some sort of workspace. Is this like an average day for you? What do you do on an average day? Because, you know, being a perfumer sounds very glamorous to most people, is it?
It's an office with a computer and with samples. And so it's nothing fancy. I mean, the location is midtown. It's a great location in a nice building. We're on the top floor, so it's a great location. But yeah, the day is really, I always try to block, I would say, 2 to 3 hours in the morning. I like to come early because I'm the first one and I'm not bothered by anyone else. And I think that's where I'm the most creative. And so I like to block in my agenda 2 to 3 hours of just really creation. Then sales are coming, marketing is coming, evaluation is coming, and we start to be involved in those meetings and collaborate more with the team. And that's the next part of the day. You know, that's the second part of the day.
The alchemy, the mixing, the perfumery of it all happens early in the morning, is what you're saying.
Early in the morning, but through the day.
Yeah.
But I think it's really that set my mood, that set everything in the morning. You know, I'm just by myself. I organize my day. I know my priorities. I know if I have a client to meet. That's how I organize my day.
Does that have anything to do with your nose? Like, do you find that you work better in the morning because maybe the nose is not tired yet?
No,
the brain's not tired yet?
No, but to be honest, unfortunately, I think my nose never gets tired. That's the problem. I think it's after
really?
All the training. No, I mean,
yeah.
I smell as good as at night that in the morning. I think. I'm not saying, oh, I'm tired or I have a headache.
This is like a really stupid question, but like, is your nose insured?
It's not a stupid question. Or even if it's a stupid question, I probably heard that question 100 times.
Okay.
And my answer is no.
It's not an
so
original
you're not
question.
You're just basic.
It's just a basic question. No, I heard that many times and it is not.
Okay.
It could be, but no. I mean, I knock on wood. I'm never sick. So I never miss any day. So I think my boss is pretty happy with my nose performance, I would say. Return on
your last
investment.
Review. Yeah. Okay. I have to ask, I mean, when somebody goes through your resume, your wiki, whatever, they're going to hit upon the big one, which was your whole thing with Byredo.
Okay, I was scared. I thought you would find something else.
I was wondering where you're going with that, Jess.
That could be embarrassing. So, okay. What about it?
the big one, that big case you had.
Okay.
So, we would be remiss not to ask you about Byredo, because that was like a major thing in your career.
Yes.
How did that happen? You can see my journalism skills.
Played basketball with Ben. That's my picture. I picture, no, maybe football. You took Ben and the two of you were playing like football together, hanging out. No,
absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No, you guys just like pals? We're like drinking buddies? Or like, how did you guys?
Ben's been on the podcast, so you're in good.
Okay, so
you're with friends here.
I let you make up all those stories. And once you're done, I will deliver
okay.
mine.
We're ready. We're done. You don't have that much time with him.
Okay. No, I think it's through a connection. Our salesperson, Pierre, is Swedish. And Ben, as you know, is Swedish. That's how they get connected. And it was, I think, in 2006 when we just opened our first creative center in Manhattan. Yeah, so he came with his couple of candles. And he told us, oh, yeah, I made those candles home. Find some oil, mix them, and now I have a meeting at Barney's. Okay, when Barney's was still open. And we say, okay, yeah, good luck. But the guy was like an interesting guy. And then an hour later, I think even 2 hours later, he came back. And I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, I was telling Pierre, I think those candles were pretty bad, but it's okay. And he came back 2 hours after. And so we asked him, so how did it go? And he was like, I would say it went well. I mean, they're going to take the candles and now they want me to make a perfume collection. And they need six perfume for the collection in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So we said, okay, so I think we can now, it's interesting. We can, we're up for the challenge. And yeah, we're going to start creating and very, very fast, very quickly. We came up with the first collection between Baldafrique, Gypsy Water, Blanche, etc. And
wait,
you did it in 2 weeks?
All of that was in 2 weeks?
It was not in 2 weeks. It was a couple of months, but it's...
still fast.
He had to show a progress to Barney's.
Amazing.
So he went fast.
So when that happened, did you feel like, okay, this is going to change my career in any way? Or did the meeting feel like it was anything?
Nothing crazy, nothing special, nothing, just a client, an interesting client with idea of wanted to be successful. And yeah, and you look at it and once you, and after, I think what happened is also Ben is really passionate about fragrances, you know, and perfumes. And just those meetings, one-on-one, and Pierre as well, he was part of the meeting. And we're smelling, and you can start seeing his interests, his ideas, you know, just where he wants to take his brand. So that's starting to become even more interesting. And then we made the other fragrance over the years, and you know the story, got acquired by Puig, and I was on the phone with him last week, and yeah, it's still doing extremely well. We are working on the next ones.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Well, from there, I mean, you've done so many other projects, a lot of them with celebrities like Harry Styles, Ariana Grande, Victoria Beckham. When you do these collaborations, like, what is it like? Are you just on the phone with them? Are you on Zooms? Or are they coming to your atelier and like hanging out and showing you relics?
All of the above. It starts with Harry Styles was a WhatsApp phone call.
Mm.
And that's how we start. And then we meet and I present. I see the reaction. Always going back to my mom's, the first reaction when you smell something. And the ability to say, oh, yeah, so you may, if you like that, maybe you will like this one as well, et cetera, et cetera. That's how I function.
Do any of the celebrities surprise you? Like, are they ever like really into fragrance, or do they show you something that was really personal or very surprising?
They are all different. I think that's actually where my job is very different every time, because it's on the paper, it's the same as the fragrance.
Hmm. Who is fun?
Victoria is fun, but they're all fun. I mean, just they're all cool. And that's what, this is the first thing I tell them. I said, don't try to pretend. Just use your own words. Because sometimes when you feel, oh yeah, I'm going to talk to a perfumer, but I don't know the vocabulary and all that. Maybe I'm going to say a stupid thing or maybe not, or I don't know. But I always say the first thing I say is, don't be afraid. I won't judge. Tell me your emotions. Tell me your, use your words. And that's how it starts.
That's really nice.
It's interesting. Ariana is like a bubbly and she's like They're all different, but no, it's fun. At the end of the day, it's very interesting. They're all different, and every time you have to adapt yourself and create unique, specific fragrance for each of them. Because again, I put my name behind, so I don't want to do the same over and over. So yeah, that's the challenge, to really deliver something unique.
If your name is behind it, do you get to have any say in the bottle or what the imagery looks like or the advertising? Or you're just like, here's the juice, here's the formula?
I would take some royalties, but it doesn't happen. No, usually they can ask my opinion on the bottle, but I feel the bottle is already part of it. They start with the bottle because they know that the fragrance will take less time. So they usually work on the rest and finish by the fragrance. So I don't have much to say.
I mean, now that you are so established in the world, do people ever come in and they're ever like, Jerome, what do you think the name should be?
No, they do. They do. They're asking my opinion on names and no, of course.
Are you going to do your, I know you have the one you're wearing, but are you going to do your own fragrance soon? Like your one that's just you?
So I'm not going to answer that.
Okay.
Just keeping the mystery alive. And another personal, it's a little less personal, but which of your creations, beside the one you made for yourself, feels really personal or most expressive of who you are as a perfumer? Maybe it has that gourmand note you were talking about. You can play favorites. It's not like they're going to get mad. It's not like favorites. It's just like,
which Jen's speaking for these. They're not going to get mad.
Okay, let me start the long list.
Ones that were like, that just feel like special.
I think that's where I stop making mods. It's when I reach that point of they're special. Rouge Chaotique from Byredo to me is very special to me. Animalic also, the last Byredo, I wear it. I love it. It just transports me. I'm just crazy about it. That's another fragrance that I would wear, you know. Just I wear mine. Mm-hmm. But this one, I would wear. So it's very, those are very specific to me, very special to me. But in the same part, I love the Sol de Janeiro Bum Bum Cream. They are like so gourmand, so yummy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like over-the-top gourmand. I love it.
I smell that one everywhere. Do you smell your own fragrances when you're out in the world?
Oui.
And is there one that you smell a lot in New York City?
Bum Bum Cream, yeah, everywhere.
I mean, I notice it too.
It's crazy. And all the team, they say, oh my God, you have no idea. I was sitting there last night at the restaurant. Someone was wearing the Bum Bum Cream. It's just, it's trendy, I would say.
Yeah. On the other side of things, is there something in your resume of fragrances you've done that you feel is like underrated in a way, or you were surprised it didn't take off as much as you thought it would?
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, not that popularity is the goal, right? Obviously, some of the best fragrances nobody knows about. But I'm just curious if there's one that you think is a little underrated.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is there a scent that you've worked on that you feel like is due for like a comeback? Like now it would have its moment.
Oh yeah, because you made it before people were ready for the overdose of X molecule.
Yeah, that was like, is the word like prescient?
Yeah, I'm answering for you. Yeah, good question, Jess.
I see exactly what you mean. Yes, it happened to me. Or even if it's a fragrance that probably I lost on a project and a year after I'm thinking, wow, no, that was perfect. Or let me think about that. I'm sure in some of the Byredos have been, Palermo to me was like, I thought it was amazing. And it's not working at all. And I love it. It's one of those fragrances, similar, very musky, citrusy. I've been wearing this one a lot, but it's not working.
Have you found a common thing that maybe it's an accord you love personally that just doesn't resonate with people, or maybe it's just with Americans or a particular demographic?
It's not only American. I think it's global. So I think it was probably the accord was not impactful enough. When I resmell it last time and I said, maybe it's a little bit quiet. So when you have one fragrance that is quiet and you are surrounded by millions of other fragrances, you're not going to, even if it's Byredo, they're not going to buy it. So I think that's something that I learned also, just quiet is good, but not too quiet neither.
Yeah. I have a challenge for you before we just go on and wrap up our interview here. Jess and I have we have trouble with marine fragrances.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about marine fragrances?
Yeah, of course.
We have a lot of issues. And since we've been talking about this on the podcast for like years, because we find like, I don't know, we each have our own issues with them, but like I'm finding like they never smell luxurious to me. They never smell upmarket. Very few, and not all of them. What would make us like it? Make us like marine. Sell us on it, Jerome.
No, marine, I mean, it depends, because I think it's always a problem of concentration and the amount of marine note you add. I think marine brings freshness, luminosity to a fragrance if it's well dosed. If you put too much, all of a sudden it smells like oysters and all that, and I don't think it's pleasant. I mean, if you look at Acqua Di Gio, that's really the marine part. I mean, I used to love this fragrance. I don't like it anymore. But if you look at Coco Mademoiselle, there is cologne, there is a marine note in it. And I think, to me, the combination of the patchouli, the gourmand, the chypre rosy, and the cologne makes that chypre almost modern. And I think that fragrance, the sillage, we're talking about the sillage, the trail of this fragrance is absolutely stunning. It's probably one of my favorite fragrances in the air. When I smell it in the air, I could stop or follow that person. It smells so good. And I think the cologne, the marine aspect, enhance that chypre modern. It's just, it's a beauty.
I've never noticed a marine note there.
It's not Acqua Di Gio type or Odyssey. Or,
no.
It's not like that. Or not in the masculine, the men's fragrance. No, there is a little bit, but add something very unique.
Maybe we need small doses.
Yes.
Jerome, is there a fragrance that you wish you created? That you smell and you go, my God, what a masterpiece.
I think Coco Mademoiselle is a masterpiece.
Follow that lady down.
I would. I would.
Or man.
I would. Or man, yeah. I mean, if it smells good, yes. I would too. But no. I think this, for me, I always say the same. I mean, you have so many beautiful fragrances that have been created. But to me, this one is a masterpiece.
Before we let you go, we're going to do a little bit of a speed round at the end here. 5 questions. What's the first fragrance you ever wore, personally?
Probably, I think it was either Angel Innocent. So that was more a woman fragrance, but I loved it.
Okay.
And then it was Alien. No, not Alien. Sorry. Amen. Thierry Mugler.
Oh, okay.
And then I wore Egoist Platinum.
There was no baby stepping into the fragrance world for you. You came in strong from the beginning.
Yeah. But again, I mean, I was in the store, so I had access to everything. So
right,
to me,
right.
Everything was smells like bad. I mean, yes, there was Tartine et Chocolat, a little fragrance for baby, but I was not inspired.
Angel Innocent was good. I remember that.
Yeah. And then I remember one of the fragrance, same, amazing, in the air, Giorgio Beverly Hills. And the day my mom got Giorgio in her store, I was obsessed. It was something incredible.
I mean,
wow.
You probably couldn't get away from it. They came in the store and the store never smelled the same. That's
exactly.
A big one too. Okay, what is your favorite ad campaign for a fragrance? Or even right now, like the ad is very cool.
See, if I say Sauvage, that may look... Because that's the one I see all the time. I like it.
Oh, because it's everywhere. Okay.
We I think won't it's read everywhere,
it
but
we'll just say.
Yeah, that's a boring answer. I'm sorry. Maybe I can give you another answer in 1 week.
Okay. Have you ever been fired from a job?
No. No. I mean,
not even like when you were a teenager?
No.
Did a client ever say, we don't like any of these submissions?
Yes, of course. Yeah. I mean, at the beginning, I think at the beginning, now they're almost afraid to say that. They probably think about it, but they won't say it. That's the beauty of it.
Okay.
It's in a good place in your career. It's fine. Do you ever read your Fragrantica reviews on your fragrances?
No.
You know this website? You should. It's fascinating.
I mean, listen, I I think I did 10 years ago, but I did. But after, I mean, it's just no, I don't.
Not productive.
For me, no.
Okay, last question. Do you want us to? Yeah, we could read some to you.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, what if that was the end of our interview?
They're so silly. Okay.
They're not even critical. It's just when you were saying that you want clients to use and celebrities to use their own words, not to try and sound like a perfumer. You go to Fragrantica, you're going to get people's own words. Like words yeah, you
it's
never
not like
thought
this
you'd
is bad.
Hear.
It's like this smells like a lady's...
Or like a mafia king would,
yeah,
you know,
mafia
taking
king.
Dip in the river. They're just so
it's
silly
like
sometimes.
But I think it's fine.
Okay, we're gonna put you on the group chat, Jerome. We're putting you on the group chat, and we'll send you ones that spark to us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Last question before we let you go. Which celebrity needs a fragrance? Celebrities are doing beauty lines, fragrances left and right. But who needs one?
Leo Messi.
Leo Messi.
Yeah, soccer player.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, he's not really known. He's an upcoming kid.
No, he's pretty well known.
He's in Miami now. He's playing in Miami. I don't know, but I would love to create a perfume for him. Yeah, I think so.
Are you very into football?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you still play?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick up game with Leo Messi and create a fragrance.
Yeah, this feels like it's possible, Jerome. Don't you?
Yeah.
Like you can make this happen.
We'll get David. Victoria called David.
Yeah, yep. Wait a second.
It's possible.
You have like 2 degrees separation. Yeah. We'll put this in
one
the stars.
It's 1 degree.
1 degree separation. Yeah. So 2024, we'll put this on the mood board for you, okay?
Great. I'll keep that in mind.
And manifest it. We'll manifest
yes.
it.
Yes.
It was so lovely to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time for coming on the podcast.
Of course.
Thank you, Jerome.
Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.